Tens of thousands of Afghans are now beginning to resettle across the U.S., and many local communities are doing their best to make them feel at home. One restaurant in Washington, D.C. is donating welcome meals of traditional Afghan food, and they're being prepared by a woman who barely escaped from the country herself. NPR's Joel Rose has her story.
Zainab remembers her first meal in the U.S., and not in a good way.
They brought us rice, and there was a kind of meat on it. It was thin like paper. I didn't eat it.
You can hear Zainab struggling to explain the concept of deli meat in Dari. Now it's her job to make sure newly arriving Afghans will have better memories of their first meals. Zainab pours crushed tomatoes into a giant pan of sizzling oil and onions for a traditional Afghan bean dish called lubya. We're in the kitchen of Fudini, a delivery-only restaurant in Washington that features the cooking of refugees and immigrants. Since August, it started offering welcome meals that are donated to support arriving Afghans.
I'm very happy to be able to help them. I'm happy that they are safe here.
That's a feeling Zainab knows well. She left Afghanistan 2 years ago, along with her husband and daughter. He had worked for the U.S. Army in Kabul, which made him eligible for a special immigrant visa. They left many relatives behind, and they're worried about retaliation from the Taliban, so they asked us not to use their last name. Zainab's family settled in Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., and started building a new life. But she still misses her parents.
I think I won't be able to see my parents again. It makes me really sad. If the Taliban rule Afghanistan, I won't be able to go there.
Zainab and her family decided to go back to visit her parents in Afghanistan in June, knowing it might be their last chance for a long time. They bought return tickets for August, but never got to use them.
It was 2 days before our flight date that the Taliban took over, and as a result, our flight was canceled.
When the Taliban swept into Kabul in August, Zainab was stranded, along with her husband and 16-year-old daughter. They tried to get into the Kabul airport, but the violence and chaos outside the gates drove them back. Meanwhile, Zainab's employers and her aunt in the U.S. were calling everyone they could think of, trying desperately to get her family out. Finally, Zainab heard from the U.S. Embassy. She and her family were directed to a helicopter, which flew them over the gates and into the airport, where they boarded a giant military plane along with hundreds of other Afghans fleeing the country.
Some people on the plane were crying because they were separated from their family members. Some were quiet all by themselves.
This is the family of five.
Now Zainab is back in the U.S. and back at work preparing food for arriving Afghans.
This is really tangible. This is what we can do to make an impact to support these new families.
Noopsa Philip Vang is the founder of Fudini, where Zainab works. His own parents came to the U.S. as refugees from Laos, so Vang understands how tough it can be to start over in a new country.
We want to make sure you feel like you're welcome, something familiar, because you basically have left everything behind. You probably won't be going back anytime soon.
Fudini's customers have donated more than 2,000 meals for Afghan arrivals so far, orders that are keeping Zainab busy in the kitchen.
It felt good to be back. I was upset that I wouldn't be able to see my family in Afghanistan again, but I was happy because I felt safe.
Zainab says she hasn't met any of the new Afghan families yet. She knows they're probably thinking about the people they've left behind too, and that a familiar meal could make them feel more at home, at least for a little while. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.